Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever feel like you're constantly on a treadmill, rushing from one thing to the next? Like there's no time to just breathe, let alone think? Well, you're not alone. In today's world, it can feel like constant noise and simulation unavoidable. But guess what? There's this amazing superpower that we often neglect, the power of solitude and quiet time. And trust me, it's a game changer. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the incredible benefits of carving out some space for yourself, disconnecting from the chaos, and embracing the stillness. I promise, it'll leave you feeling more centered, focused, and ready to tackle anything life throws you away. Let's get real. Solitude isn't about being antisocial or hermit, although there's nothing wrong with that. It's about intentionally creating space for yourself to recharge, reflect, and reconnect with your inner wisdom. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind, clearing out the clutter so you can think more clearly, feel more deeply, and make better decisions. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, I'm a busy person. Where am I supposed to find time for all this? And that's fair. You don't need hours of meditation, although that's awesome too. Even just 10 minutes, 15 minutes of quiet contemplation each day can make a world of difference. It could be sipping your coffee in silence before the day begins, taking a walk in nature without your phone, or simply closing your eyes for a few moments and focusing on your breath. Think about it, when was the last time you truly listened to yourself? Not your thoughts, not your worries, but that quiet voice within that knows exactly what you need. Solitude gives you the space to hear it. It's like turning down the volume on the external world so you can tune into your own internal compass. Here's the kicker. Solitude isn't just good for your mental well-being, it also boosts your creativity, problem-solving skills, and even your physical health. Think about some of your most brilliant ideas, chances are they came to you during a moment of quiet reflection, right? It's like your mind has its own time machine. When you give it the space to wander, it can make incredible connections and come up with solutions you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. So, imagine this. You're at work facing a tricky situation. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a moment, and clear your head. You return feeling calmer, more focus, and ready to tackle the problem with clarity and insight. See? Solitude isn't just about escaping, it's about equipping yourself with the mental fortitude to face anything life throws at you. This brings me to a story that always resonates with me. Remember that time when you felt completely overwhelmed, like there were too many things on your plate? Maybe it was work, family, relationships, whatever it was, you felt like you were drowning in responsibilities. Now think about the times you took a step back, even for just a short while, to recharge. How did you feel afterward? That's what I'm talking about. Solitude isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Think about this. You wouldn't put off getting your car serviced or neglecting your health, right? So why treat your mind any differently? Embrace solitude like a daily ritual, a sacred act of self-love that nourishes your soul and empowers you to live a more fulfilling life. So, what can you do starting today? Simple. Schedule it in. Even just 10 minutes a day can make a difference. Find a quiet space, put on some calming music, or simply sit in silence. Focus on your breath, let go of any thoughts that are stressing you out, and just be present in the moment. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little dose of stillness. And hey, if you have any questions, insights, or stories about your own experiences with solitude, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Remember, embracing solitude isn't about running away, it's about stepping into the power of your own presence and living life on your own terms. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay authentic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.